USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump saying thousands of U.S. troops are scheduled to be deployed to the U.S. border with Mexico, perhaps by tomorrow. Detailing plans yesterday, the president insisted that people in Central American caravans won't be allowed to enter the United States.
We have about 5,008 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE.
Reports are the president's considering sending as many as 15,000 active duty troops to the border. Hundreds of Google employees, most of them women, are planning to walk off the job today to protest the company's handling of sexual harassment allegations. Workers are upset the company paid millions of dollars in exit packages to male execs who were accused of harassment and did not disclose what they did. The walkout expected to happen at almost two dozen different offices around the world. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The investigation into the brutal murder of mobster Whitey Bulger in a prison cell in West Virginia this week continues. Sources tell CNN that the beating was reportedly so severe that Bulger was said to be nearly unrecognizable when his body was found. Lindsay Sear had a long-time relationship with him in the 60s and 70s. She tells NBC News she's angry about his death, which she says never should have happened.
He's been in solitary for 7 years, and they put him in general population when he's not well.
The accused synagogue shooter is due in federal court today as Robert Bowers is now charged with 44 criminal counts, including federal hate crimes and causing injury to police officers. A 10th child has died in an adenovirus outbreak at a pediatric facility in New Jersey. State officials say another 17 children at that facility are still ill from the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A true giant of Major League Baseball has passed away.
McCovey with a double, and the Giants have won it.
That's legendary Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully with the call, showing the opposing giant, Willie McCovey, some love in his final appearance in July of 1980. McCovey blasted 521 career home runs, his inspirational play prompting the San Francisco Giants to place a bronze statue of him as the centerpiece of McCovey Point outside San Francisco's AT&T Park. When it was dedicated in 2003, McCovey told his adoring fans,
I guess I've come a long ways from that young guy in Mobile, Alabama, to having a statue here in San Francisco. Thank you.
McCovey died on Wednesday after some health problems. He was 80. The nation's unemployment line's a little bit shorter, as the Labor Department's reported this morning 214,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 2,000 fewer than the previous week's revised total. The 214,000, a little bit above what analysts were forecasting, though. They expected the number to come in at about 212,000. And today is the day Americans can start purchasing health care from the Obamacare marketplace for the 2019 health insurance plans. The marketplace is scheduled to be open for 6 weeks, half as long as it used to be. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.